All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grimm's Hentai Games Corner, and we're back with Evenickel. Also, it's worth mentioning that Evenickel 2 is coming out on January the 22nd, which is in, like, 3 days. So, you can pick up Evenickel 2 on, apparently, JASTUSA.com for the first time. They weren't there before. You can also pick it up on GOG, along with the first one. And you can pick it up on Manga Gamer, which is where I bought the first one. Well, it's where the first one appeared before it was on GOG. But it's supposed to release on all platforms at the same time. Now, if you support the Manga Gamer release, Manga Gamer gets your money. If you support the GOG release, GOG gets your money. If you support the JAST release, JAST gets your money. It's a weird situation. Oh, and by the way, Alisoft, just like with Donadona, they decided, hey, let's keep the mosaics. So you are getting the Japanese mosaic version. Now, there is no content that has been removed. Steiner and a bunch of other guys translated the game. There shouldn't be any issues with that. But you are getting a game with mosaics, and that might include vaginal mosaics. So if you don't like your pixelated pussy, you might not want the game. Game is only $35. I'm getting a copy because, look, Evenickel is a fun series, and I'm ready for the second one. So, pick it up! Good, you made it back okay. Culpus saw Aster was safe and greeted him with a smile. So where's the grass? So sorry, haven't gotten it yet. I see. Culpus hung her head with sorrow and started to tear up. I'll get it soon, northwest of town, near the fort, right? That's right. Please do get it, Aster. Aster was overwhelmed by the pain in his heart and fled from Culpus. Okay. Obviously, we've read this already. When you reach a town, stay at the inn. It'll recover your HP. Duh. Rooms for adventures don't cost anything. The Adventurer Guild covers the costs, I hear. Aster heard some helpful adventuring info. Now, unlike Evenickel Rance, Evenickel is going to be a little more difficult. But, it's easy to level up. Let's see, grass. Aster investigated the ground and located some grass that was clearly different from the rest. I can just uproot the whole thing, I guess. Plop. Alright, came out nicely. Aster obtained some wild grass. Found grass. Okay, so we got the grass. And we're gonna kick your ass. There we go. Oh, treasure. It's a mock-up sword and stronger than what I got. So, thank you, Hanny Slime, for that. Ooh, I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, because this sword's actually pretty good. Down 4. Oh, I'm about to level up. Upon his arrival in Abel, Aster took out the grass and rushed to the cow farm. I hope this makes Culpus happy. Like, so happy she'll show me her boobs. Chatter. What? Around the farm was a crowd of distressed-looking people. Excuse me, did something happen? I'm afraid Kulpus was kidnapped by outlaws. What? Let me through. Esther pushed his way through the circle of people and into the farm where he saw Ginyu slumped over. Yarsei and Ramius were there as well. Oh, Kulpus, please, be safe. Hmm? Esther, we're talking right now. Wait until later. Kulpus asked him to go get grass for us. I see. I heard Kulpus was kidnapped. She chased a runaway cow out of town, it seems. Nobody knew where she was, so I went to look and found the cow dead along with several distinct footprints. Lady Ramius! Ginyu pleaded to Ramius in tears. Please hurry! Hurry and save Kulpus! Hey, don't be ridiculous. We don't even know where the outlaws are hiding. No, based on their footprints, I can guess a general location. They're likely in the cave to the west. That cave? There's strong monsters in there. How could humans use it to hide? I can't think of anywhere else they'd be. Then go and get Kulpus back before it's too late. Hey, Yarsei, what's he mean by too late? Outlaws only kidnap women for one reason, rape. But it's not like they'll kill her, right? So we could wait for more knights to be sent, then... If a woman's raped by multiple men, it counts as having sex with multiple partners. So she'll lose Mother Eve's blessings. Huh? Once she's an outlaw, she won't even be allowed to enter town, let alone take care of her cows. Kulpus! While everyone else felt bad for her plight and fell silent, Ginyu continued to sob. Alright. Any soldiers stationed in this town? Oh yes, me. Judging by the footprints, there are numerous outlaws. Help me rescue her. What? That's crazy. It's basically suicide. Then I'll... Before Esther could offer his help, Yarsei frantically covered his mouth. What are you doing? You can't do it. But I... I know you're confident in your skills, but remember Mother Eve's teachings. If you kill humans, you'll lose her blessings. The only ones permitted to kill are the ones Mother Eve tasked with defending humans, the knights. At the very least, you have to be appointed as a soldier, or you'll become an outlaw too. Oh no. We'll have to wait for reinforcements from the capital then. It could take up to 3 days, unfortunately. Why? Ginyu? If it was Sir Akival who came, he could have saved her. Ginyu's enraged shout made Ramius shudder. Why did it have to be his useless sister, and the loner knight at that? Ginyu, I know how you feel, but you're going too far. It's fine. I don't mind. So Ramius is some famous guy's sister? I'll take personal responsibility for this. The rest of you can call him and return to your regular business. Raimi has said that to the citizens and left the farm. Oh, Culpus. Here's the grass. Take care of the cow for when Culpus gets back. You. Bye. Esther handed the grass to Ginyu, pushed through the crowd, and pursued Ramius. Hey! Esther, what do you want? Esther finally caught up with Ramius at the entrance to town. You're going to the cave alone, right? I want to help. What? How'd you know I was going myself? Well, it was obvious. What was it? You look like you were at your wit's end, so I was worried you might do something crazy. I see, thanks, but your concern's plenty on its own. Huh? Why? Won't it be safer together? You aren't even a soldier yet. I can't have you assist me with killing. That's okay, I'll just have to hold back so they don't die. Don't be ridiculous. They're accustomed to murder. You can't go easy on them. But I have to do something. No, I know you want to save her, but I can't bring you with me. What I'm about to do is clearly foolhardy. Why? If going out to save a single girl by entering enemy territory with no prior preparation or investigation isn't foolhardy, then what is? Being compared to my superior brother probably has me flustered. Well, if you realize that, I think it's not affecting you too much. No, I... You just want to help Culpus. That's all that's on your mind, am I right? Correct. However rash it is, I want to rescue her. I'd rather my nonsensical behavior not affect a citizen like yourself. Please understand. No, I won't understand. I'm going with you no matter what. What? Why? Are you intending to die? How's that the conclusion you jumped to? My sisters told me that knights help the weak. So if you're doing it to save Culpus, regardless of the danger you invite by going yourself, you're making the right choice. You approve of my actions? Of course I do. You're doing the right thing. And I'm a prospective knight too. Leaving a cute girl to go die by herself's not something I can do. You're still calling me cute? What's wrong? Your face is red. Please don't tease me. No woman monstrous enough to be able to slay beasts is cute. Wow, if you're supposed to be monstrous, regular girls are worse than that. You saw how they reacted to me. I lack experience as a knight and even have strange rumors spread about me. They find me frightening. Just because you want to come with me doesn't mean you should lie. I even harm other knights. No, you're cute. Never in my life have I met a more attractive girl. Really? Is that true? Ha, I can never get tired of those boobs. You're the first person who said so. Thank you. Oh man, when Ramius smiles, she's even cuter. Does she know no limits? This isn't because you said I'm cute, but I grant you permission to come along. Yay! But I'm going to appoint you as a soldier. No going easy on the enemy. Huh? You can do that? Yes, knights have the authority to appoint soldiers. But remember this, to be able to kill without repercussions is too great a power for most to wield. If you're consumed by that power and use it for evil, I'll take responsibility and kill you in turn. Please don't make me have to. Sure, I won't. In that case, I'll now appoint you. Ramius held her lance over her head and focused, generating a dull light from her body. The light eventually gathered in the lance. She placed the shiny weapon on Aster's shoulder. In the name of Lady Ramius Dryson, may Asterisk be granted the title of soldier. Ugh! Aster felt a numbing sensation, but before it became painful, it stopped. Am I a soldier now? Yes, it all went smoothly. Now when you go to the capital, you can take the knight test too. Cool. My first step towards becoming a knight. At this rate, I'll be one in no time. Then, at last, I can fuck my sisters! Hmm? Aster, I'm sorry, I must have been hearing things. Did you say something? Yeah, I accidentally said something about fucking my sisters out loud. Sisters, meaning more than one? What's that have to do with becoming a knight anyway? I want to be a knight so I can have sex with my two sisters. Hehehe, I can see the end of my virginity in sight. Wait for me, my sisters! You. Yes? How dare you insult the knights! Ah! Ramius abruptly thrust her lance. Aster instinctively dodged. What are you doing? That was dangerous! You want to have sex with two women so you're becoming a knight? You never told me that! You never asked! Dismissed! You're dismissed! I take back making you a soldier! Hey, watch it! Don't swing that lance around! And why am I dismissed? You just appointed me! Drat! I have to request an inspection from the church's headquarters to have you dismissed, don't I? Phew! Yeah, this isn't funny. Becoming a knight so you can have multiple partners is the same as what outlaws do. How? It's totally different. No, it's not. That's depraved. Pervert. Degenerate. Ah. Enough. Your dismissal can wait. I've decided to go on my own. But you know it's dangerous. Let's go together. Doesn't being called the Loner Knight bother you? If it means consorting with you, I'd sooner take that name. Don't follow me. If I happen to see you again, you're dead. Whoa, she looks serious. Ramius struck fear into Aster with a threat, then turned away and began to walk west alone. What was she so mad about? Being killed wouldn't hurt, I guess. Oh well, I'll wait a while before going after her. We were going to the Western Cave, I'm pretty sure. Aster killed some time by going back to town. Russell. Ugh! Jeez, wish they spent less time talking. I can only hide for so long. Rich happened to see them walking together and hid behind some bushes. She stretched to loosen herself up. I haven't seen Ramius express her feelings to anyone but her family or me in a long time. When Aster mentioned he already has two brides he's after, Ramius looked totally heartbroken. Rich was starting to get the idea that Aster had something special that other men didn't. He actually sees us as girls. His very eyes show he's honest about what he wants. But that feels different from outlaws who just see women as a way to sate their lust. There's something else there. It's really weird. The Kingdom of Eden has such a high church attendance that men who look at women with desire in the way Aster does are an exceedingly rare sight. When I saved him, that hard thing I felt on my butt, that's what I think it was, huh? That honest interest in having sex doesn't make me feel too bad, honestly. Oops, can't stand around here. Rich held back her smile and stared off into the direction Ramius went. If Aster's heading off to help, I'm sure Ramius should be fine. I need to do what I can, too. With a serious look in her eyes, Rich began to walk to the west. Used grass. Not yet. Oh, okay. Item shops only sell weapons and items. They won't buy things you don't need. It may or may not have something to do with this bothersome recycling law. But pawn shops will buy all kinds of things. They don't have them in small towns like Abel, but they should be in Stallion and in the capital. Aster heard some helpful adventuring info. Based on the size of the group, the outlaws sighted around here probably came from another country. Of course, this town's produced outlaws too. You've had cases where a bad relationship led to someone killing their spouse or a drunk getting in a fight and killing someone by accident, you know. In one case, a young delivery man saw a man's wife getting out of a shower, nothing but a towel, and assaulted her. That happens, too. Just to be sure nothing happens, you should pray at the church regularly. Aster was told to attend church more often.
Thank you.
Oh, whoops. Sorry about that, guys.
I wonder if there's a way I can go.
Yeah, there is. Aster stepped foot inside the cave. Various signs of human activity were present. Whoa! The remains of a struggle indicated that Ramius had already forced her way in. Ack, puddles of blood. Hope Ramius isn't hurt. Further inspection revealed the cave was more spacious than expected. Even a knight could be overwhelmed if surrounded in here. If Ramius is captured, those big boobs will be in the outlaws' clutches. I won't allow it! Alright, I need to catch up with Ramius first. Aster proceeded into the cave. Found 200G. Okay. Oh. Aster encountered a suspicious man. There's all these monsters around, so what's he doing here? Never seen you before, you knew? Could be a knight or a soldier, but probably not. He looks way too thuggish. Thuggish, huh? Oh, you ain't on our side, are you? You don't got a black ring. Ah! As the man brandished his weapon, Aster saw a shining black ring on his hand. That means he's an outlaw. Die! Ah! The outlaw jumped straight in attacking Aster. Oh, full power slash. No. Oh, I don't have any skill points. Okay. Locked. Within the cave, a door was set up to block the way and didn't seem possible to open. Here's a question. Ding-a-ling. Huh? Below there's a flood. Above there's a fire. What is it? Blazing mannequin pants. A woman in heat. Pick one. Two options. Two. A lot of guys forget the password. Them's the rules, though. Can't let you in. Ask one of our members for it. Does that count as a password? Aster stared at the locked door and cocked his head. No, that's a waste of magic. In a particularly spacious part of the cave, there were numerous wooden boxes haphazardly strewn about. A storage room. Did the outlaws bring this here? Monsters wouldn't have a reason to store things. My sister said when you find some suspicious places like this, you can take whatever you want. Alright, let's see if there's anything good. There's not. Whoa! Crash! Aster was so surprised that he jumped into the empty boxes. Ow. Hey, that's a bit of an overreaction. Now my feelings are hurt. Huh? Rich? Someone said that if she saw me, I'm dead. Boy, you're so popular they want to murder you. What a lady killer, Aster. If only it were that sexy. Wait! What are you doing here? Investigating. What else? I saw Ramius run in here and took the opportunity. You could have said something to her. There are monsters here, so it's dangerous. Wait, you know Ramius? Are you friends? Yeah, I've known her since I was little. We're about the same age and played together a lot. Isn't that all the more reason you could have just gone in with her? Well, Ramius' actual mission is to find me and take me back to the capital is the thing. Huh? So she'd never cooperate with me in the first place, and if she knew I was there, she'd try to protect me and end up fighting poorly. When Ramius tries to think, she actually does worse. Makes sense. Ramius doesn't seem like much of a thinker. Besides, I'm fine. If you can't tell, I know magic. I've got the same status and combat skills as a knight. What? She has the status of a knight and Ramius has orders to find her? Must be a pretty important girl. But there are outlaws here. I don't think a girl should be wandering around by herself. If they caught a girl as cute as you, they'd definitely do some sex stuff. Yeah, if I were an outlaw, that's what I'd do. I mean, she's cute. That's a look that says he'd do it if it were him. And yet, I don't get the feeling he'd actually ever do it. He'd ever actually try it. Rich, are you listening? I'll be fine. If you're worried about outlaws, they're lying over there at the moment. Rich pointed behind the boxes where some outlaws were sprawled about. Whoa, looks like they were knocked him down in one blow. Huh? Aster, something's on your pants. Aster checked his pants and noticed a small metal plate stuck to them. Might have gotten caught on me when I fell in on those boxes. They were all empty when I checked, though. Maybe it was in between them. There appeared to be a symbol made of a circle and trapezoid on the plate upon which it said danger. What could it be? This means these boxes contain sparkle bombs. You know what this symbol means? Yes, know what mini handies are, Aster? Mini handies are a type of handy, right? I saw them in a monster encyclopedia. They're tiny, but they self-destruct when hurt, dealing a ton of damage to their opponent. Mini handies are used to create sparkle bombs. Not only do they create an explosion several times as strong as any fire magic, but anyone can set one off. What? But handling them's difficult. If you're not careful, you and everything around will go kaboom! Dang, that's nuts! That's why every country has sparkle bombs strictly regulated. You need permission to even produce them. The symbol on that plate means contain sparkle bombs, be careful. So they were storing those things here? Yep, probably so, but now all these boxes are empty. Think anything about this cave, Mr. Aster? I think it's dangerous, and that's basically it. Outlaws having bases isn't that strange, but doesn't it look like they're coexisting with monsters? Oh yeah, I thought that was weird too. Monsters usually attack people indiscriminately, so why aren't they attacking the outlaws? Very good question. Yeah, I haven't seen any monsters attack outlaws in here either. Something's going on. I have a really bad feeling. I'll look around a bit more. Maybe I can find out where the sparkle bombs went. Alright, I'll help. I promise I'll lay down low so I don't get caught, okay? Alright, gotcha. I'll look for Ramius then. Oh, also, while I was checking the outlaw's stuff, I found this note. You can have it. The note from Rich had what may have been a password. 50-50? The heck's that mean? Anyway, help Ramius for me. Sure. Oh, and one more question. What do you think about her? I think she's cute. Why? Hehehe, I see. Good for you, Ramius. Maybe you still got a chance. Rich smiled, waved to Aster, and ran out. I don't get it. Well, no use wondering. Alright, Ramius should be somewhere around here. Time to go look. Aster resumed his search of the cave. Oh, I found some more ibuprofen. Oh, it's stronger than what I got. I don't think there's a way to quick level up. Locked. Within the cave, a door set up to block the way. Didn't seem possible to open. Here's a question, Ding-a-ling. Which is looter? Begging dragon or booby hero? Pick one. Weird. That note I got from Rich had a password on it, but I... Oh! Maybe this isn't an actual quiz, but it's just asking for the password. Aster took out the note and read what it said aloud. 50-50. Gulp. They sure are building this up. Correct! Click. Alright, now I can keep going. With the door unlocked, Aster could proceed deeper into the cave. Found 200G. Yay! Okay, that was the storage room. Alright. The cave isn't that big, folks. Still not ready to fight Mr. Crab yet. Okay, I guess I don't. Oh! Esther entered town and found Ginyu slumped over with a distraught look on his face. Oh, why'd this have to happen? Please make it back okay, Culpus. I feel bad about being so jealous. Esther pitied Ginyu as he walked away. No, it was the same item, okay. Just go sell this, okay. Okay, so this is a main event. Yeah. From deeper in the cave, Aster sensed an aura of frenzy and smelled a scent that stopped him in his tracks. What's the smell? Sweat? The beastly odor mixed with a damp atmosphere, making the already unpleasant cave stink even worse. As Aster proceeded cautiously and peered into the depth of the cave, the cause of the odor and the frenzied aura entered his sight. In the suffocatingly obscene stench, Culpus was being penetrated by multiple men, a hollow look in her eyes as she groaned. No, not again. Deep. Not bad. She's gone around to everyone here, but still pretty fucking tight. Starting when the man presumably leading the outlaws took Culpus's virginity, several hours had already passed. I'm being raped again. How many men was it now? Kolpis was too afraid to think about it, so her thinking shut down. It's a dream, just a dream. But her abdomen felt pain, and the sense something was inside her that shouldn't be mercilessly reminded her of the truth. In Kolpis's mind, the awkward smell of her fiancé appeared and disappeared. Was that? Who's Ginyu? I think it's her fiancé. So the idiot who let us steal his fiancé's virginity? But hey, glad he left it for us. Gotta thank him for being such a dunce. The man groaned and thrust to the very back of Kolpis's pussy. For a moment, Kolpis arched far backward, but loosened shortly after and let herself be thrown around by the man. Still feels fine inside, but not reacting a whole lot anymore. Man, at the start she did a bunch of fun screaming and shit. This is the problem with chicks. Kolpis was starting to react about as much as a blow-up doll, irritating the man. Hey, man, broken, barely responsive girls get me even harder. Hehe, you damn fucked up freak. The man insulted his henchman as he tore up Kolpis's red swollen pussy with his raging cock. Cow. What? Suddenly Kolpis said something that baffled the man. Cow, have to feed. Cow, food. Hurry. Fuck, this broad's totally busted. Actually, what I prefer, personally. Hey. Well then, we got something for that if you want to use it. True. Unlike you, I ain't interested in fucking a brain-dead chick. So picky. The henchman laughed as he handed the leader a syringe. Here you are, little lady. This'll make it feel like you've gone to heaven. Prick. The instant the shot was administered, Kolpis's body began to feel strange. The abnormally rapid rising of her arousal terrified Kolpis. Like the special drug lady, a real big shot was kind enough to share some with us. Hella effective, huh? No, don't do this, please. Kolpis was shaken by the fear of becoming a pleasure-hungry animal. That frightened face is getting me hot, but... With a confident look, the man stirred his hard cock against Kolpis's vaginal walls. Nice, love that moaning face. Kolpis tried to complain, but couldn't contain the gasp of pleasure. At the same time, juices overflowed from her pussy, smoothing the motion of the man's cock. What's wrong? Your cunt can't stop drooling. Why? Despite her feelings, Copus's body was unusually sensitive to sexual stimulation, and she was made well aware. Best not to struggle. Even a saint couldn't fight the pleasure from this drug. The man ignored Copus's pleas and noisily thrust in and outside of her and thrust in and out of her pussy. Come on, don't make that face. I'll make sure you don't go nuts and end up dead. Copus shuddered, then immediately reached orgasm. In no time, a second orgasm blurred Copus's mind and made her shriek. How's that? Feel good, lady? Oh, no need to answer, I know. Copus's consciousness had gone foggy, leaving her body alone to crave more sexual ecstasy. Looks like you're enjoying it, but now you need to satisfy me. Each shake of the man's hips made her body erotically jump and her mouth moan with pleasure. Soon enough, even Copus's soul was captivated by the sensations. Gulp, this chick's making a hell of a slutty face. Gotta be careful, she might wring out every drop I've got. The man held back the sudden rush of pre-orgasmic feelings and slowed his hips for the time being. Copus drooled and begged the man who took her virginity. Oh, enjoy my dick that much? Ahead, then why not try shaking your hips? You can make yourself feel good easily. Copus wrapped her arms around the man's hips and began to swing her own. Gish, sloosh. Copus breathed wildly. She single-mindedly pursued more stimulation from the cock. This chick totally fell for the dick. Want mine too? Yeah, what's making you feel good is a dick, so if you suck mine, you'll feel that much better. Great, here you go. Now suck with that cute mouth of yours. And we only get one CG scene, I guess. Copus put the cock near her face in her mouth and hungrily licked and slurped. Nope, just one scene. How's my dick taste? How about the dick inside you right now? The man gripped Copus's hips tight and pounded into her. Oh yeah? What's rubbing on my dick? Say it. That's getting me close to my limit, though. Let me dump it all out inside you. Sure thing. Take this! The man submerged his cock and up to the base and pressed the tip against the entrance to Culpus's womb. Gush, gush, gush. From right against her womb, the end of his cock sprayed hot semen. Hehehe, might be enough to get you pregnant. Ah, what a slut. Still should be good for plenty more fun now. Hey, you mind if I take her ass? Go ahead. God damn, these are long. Fuck yeah, no time to waste then. Stop! Aster jumped in front of Culpus's rapist. Hmm? The fuck are you? Where'd you come from? The outlaws were startled by the sudden intruder, but quickly took out their weapons and prepared for combat. Let her go! Yeah, she's our toy now. Nonsense, Culpus isn't a toy. Looks like you think you're tough stuff, but... Get out here, guys! Yeah! The leader's shout called more outlaws from behind Aster. Good. Shouldn't have called attention to yourself, idiot. Hey, wait a sec. Looks like watching our fun got this guy turned on. Huh? Once it was pointed out, Aster noticed a swelling in his crotch. Ugh, what can I do about that? I've never seen a girl naked before. Even now that he was surrounded, he had to occasionally glance at Culpus lying naked on the ground. You never fucked a girl before? Then join us! Huh? Being an outlaw is awesome. You can fuck all the girls you want. No need to even ask, and you can just kill people to take their shit. Well, sound fun? If you join us, you're free to bang that chick there too if you want. Culpus's face was smeared with semen and tears. Alright, let's see what happened if I say accept. I'll do it! Alright, yay, now I can have sex. Ever since I first saw this classes girl, I wanted to fuck her silly. Aster ran up to Culpus and dropped his pants, freeing his swollen cock. So I can put it in? Sure, it feels real good. But first, can I rub her boobs? If you want. Boing. Whoa, boobs are super soft. Aster enjoyed Culpus's melons and directed his gaze downward and gulped. This is a girl's crotch. The semen of several outlaws poured from the hole. So you put it in here? Whoa, the pink flesh is twitching. Time to put it in. Goodbye, virginity! Aster spread her genitals with his hands and slowly guided his cock in. Yeah! Gush, gush. But the instant he pressed against her crotch, he ejaculated. Ah! Ah! Unable to fight the surging sensation of release, Aster blew his entire load. I came.
Come on, it's...
Yeah! Ah, ha ha ha! This dude came before getting it in! Oh. How much of a quick shot can you be? Never seen anyone that fast before! Welcome to the team, quick shot rookie! Slash. Aster suddenly screamed, drew his sword, and slashed the laughing outlaw. Fucker, the hell you're doing? Shut up, don't make fun of me. What's wrong with coming fast? What? Put your dick away and quit relining, stupid quick shot. Everyone who calls me that dies. Slash. Lunatic, get him! Yeah! Rah! Slash! Rah! Slash! Yeah! In his rage, Aster became a berserker and slew all the outlaws. But he took numerous sword wounds in retaliation, since that upon finishing the final outlaw, he fell to his knees. Ha! Ha! Gah! I wish I actually got to have sex! Thud! With Aster's fall, the cave full of dead people was shrouded in silence. Okay. So that's what happens if we accept the offer. Now let's reject the offer. No thanks. What? Asshole, you think you can refuse? The outlaw's eyes began to brim with bloodlust. It's true I want sex, but sex isn't about using a girl. You called Culpus a toy, then you guys are just jerking off. We gave you a chance, punk. You really want to die? I'd sooner die than agree with outlaws. Yeah, if you want sex with lots of girls, you have to become a knight and be permitted to. Fuck it. Feed this brat to the monsters. At the leader's command, the outlaws all slashed at Aster. Die! Gash. Huh? But the only one who sprayed out blood and collapsed was an outlaw who tried to attack Aster from behind. Well said. That's how a prospective knight should be. Ramius! Stay out of this, woman! Ramius stabbed the attacking man to death. Sorry, I'm late. I got a bit lost. No problem. Perfect timing. You saved me. Are we too late for Culpus? Ramius noticed Culpus and hung her head, but quickly raised again and focused on the outlaws. The crime of abducting a happy girl and forcing her to become an outlaw can only be atoned for with death. As Ramius Dryson, a knight of the Kingdom of Eden, you will be purged. A knight, but it's two against all of us. Get him, guys. Fight starting, Ramius. Aster. Hmm? I take back what I said about you being like an outlaw. I'm trusting my back to you. Alright, you can count on me. Aster and Ramius stood back to back and took on the outlaws. Let's take out the... No, we can't. Well, we'll take out the grunts. They're easy. Unless he can call them. We'll see if he can call them. Yeah, that's not too bad. I don't really want to yeah. He might be able to call them, we'll see. That Roper's a pain in the ass. Alright, strong attack. Yeah, that did a lot of damage. Alright, I'm gonna try to kill this thing, though, in the back. Yeah, they're gonna... Yeah, okay. Level up. Did we do it? Yes, looks like that's all of them. Ramius stabbed a fallen outlaw with her lance and nodded when she confirmed he was dead. No! What? There's blood everywhere. Oh, I know, this is a dream. Or she says, oh, I know, this is a dream. She's not really sure. She's in shock right now. Culpus. Eek! A man! I'm being raped! Culpus raised her arms in defense, but then she saw the black ring shining on her finger and looked horrified. No! This isn't real! Bash! Bash! She slammed the black ring against a rock, but not only did it not come off, it didn't have a scratch on it. Eventually, Culpus' arms started bleeding and she flung red droplets all over the ground. So stop it, Culpus! Wait, Aster! I don't think she should be near any men. I'll stop her. Okay. Ramius slowly approached the hysterical girl and spoke in a calm tone. There's no reason to hurt yourself. I can't go home anymore. I can never see Ginyu again. Culpus, calm down. I can't live with this. Please, cut my finger off. It's pointless. The ring would just appear on another finger. Then all of them. My toes, too. Cut off everything. Stop hurting yourself. Eek! When Ramius reached out to try and restrain Culpus's arm, she backed away in fear. Crash! Even after she collided with a box and knocked everything out of it, she kept struggling to escape Ramius. No! No! Ah, watch out! Prick! In her hysteria, Culpus picked up a syringe sitting on the floor and stabbed it into Ramius! Ramius! I'm fine. Stay put, Aster. Look, nobody's left to hurt you. You don't need to be afraid. Culpus saw Ramius remain calm despite the harm she was inflicted with and finally stopped running. Alright, good girl. Chop. I put her to sleep using Ki. It's not painful. Now she should calm down some. I see.
Ah! Whoa there! Thud. Ramius stumbled when she got up, but Aster quickly caught her. Ugh, soft, wait, no, you okay? Hurt anywhere?
No, I'm fine.
Really? Anyway, I'll take Culpus back. I'd like the chance to thank you again, so when you're back in town, come to the inn. Why not go back together? It's dangerous here. I can't make a cute girl go off by herself. Again with the cute thing. Aster's hand is hot. Hmm? Aster peered at Ramius' face to see what she was thinking. Her eyes were moist and her cheeks appeared slightly flushed. Huh? Looks like something is wrong. Yeah? Oh, sorry, but are you really okay? You're kind of squirming around. I am not. I'll go on ahead. But I could go with... Don't follow me! No need to yell about it. Oh, sorry. But I'm fine on my own. In fact, I prefer it. With Culpus in her arms, Ramius ran to the exit. Don't know if she's alright. Well, what can you do? Guess I'm heading back to Abel alone. Having been left behind, Aster decided to leave the cave by himself. There's nothing else in the cave. I don't think there's anything else in the cave. This guy can fight. Yeah, there was nothing there. A bunch of beer bottles and shit. Bunch of enemies. Ouch. Actually getting hurt a little bit. Might have to use an ibuprofen before I get out of here. Ouch. Man, that thing took a while. Whoa, hold on. All right. Ow! Are we gonna make it out of here or what? Ow. But dodged. Like it's gonna let you. Okay. Boy, I hope they fix that in the next one, because it's a little difficult to use items. I don't know why items just aren't on the main screen. Weird. Sword just keeps getting stronger. Alright. Oh, Aster. You're still alive? When Aster entered town, Yarsay and a very concerned looking Ginyu ran over. About Kulpis. Yeah, sounds like it was no use. That's okay, I knew it was hopeless. Huh? I just didn't want to accept it. I apologize for making you do something so reckless. Well, I don't really mind that. Is Kulpis not back yet? The Lady Knight came with her, but a band of other knights arrived later and took her away. Huh? What? Why would they do that? What do you mean, why? Kulpis is an outlaw now. She can't live in this town anymore. The knights took her to a special place. What place is that? I haven't heard much about it, just that they took her somewhere far away. They took her far away. Almost makes it sound like she died. Pretty plain girl, but looked nice at least. I was thinking that once I'm a knight, getting her to fall for me might not be a bad idea. I knew you were after Kulpis, that's why I hesitated to marry her. It's all right, Ginyu, you're still young. I'm sure you'll meet another nice girl. Yes, I'll live on for both me and Kulpis. I'll have to take care of her cows. Thank you, Aster. As though to shake off his feelings for Kulpis, Ginyu walked firmly to the stables. Something on your mind, Aster? You look conflicted. Why can't Kulpis live here? Since she's an outlaw. But if too many unblessed people were around, this town would go to shit. Can't have these dangerous people here, and nobody could live in peace. Kulpis is bland but cute. If she tempted me, no amount of praying could stop me from... Huh? Anyway, if we don't want more people to become outlaws, there's some things we just have to do. Alright, I need to go to the capital and take the test to become a knight. Bye then, hope you can become a knight too. Yeah. Yarsay grinned at Aster and disappeared into the town. Oh, come to think of it, I think Ramius asked for me. Aster remembered that she wanted to thank him and asked if he could come to the inn. I don't know if I'm in the mood now, though. I'll wait until I've cheered up a bit. Aster decided the best way to get over his depression would be to leave town for a while. No skill points, okay.
All right, folks, and with that, we are a little bit closer into Chapter 1. It's a long freaking game. We're only in Chapter 1 and maybe a quarter? I would say almost a quarter. Quite long. Anyway, guys, if you like what you see, we'll play more of it. And don't forget, Evenickel 2 is coming out in 3 days. I'm getting a copy of it. I'll play that too. I can play them both at the same time. They're different stories. So keep on the lookout for that. It's on GOG, it's on Jazz, it's on Manga Gamer. And whoever you choose to buy from supports that particular store. You want to support Jazz like I am, you go to Jazz. You want to support GOG, you know, like I was going to until I realized Jazz wasn't going to get any money for it. You can support GOG. If you want to support Manga Gamer, you can support Manga Gamer. It's whoever you want to support. That's who gets your money. So, alright, guys. This is the Grimlord, and I am out of here. See you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Games Corner.